Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming alive from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot about Shohei Ohtani today because, of course, he will be speaking to the media for the first time. He was ducking reporters, if you will, for several days after the story of his interpreter came out. And the things we need to know today from Shohei Ohtani are where he stands, really, on that $4.5 million. From his lawyers say that this was theft. Is he going to bring that up? Is he going to detail that? Is the story going to change? Is he going to take questions? It will be fascinating. But something like this, I wonder, does Major League Baseball get involved from a PR standpoint and talk to the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani before he speaks today?
Yeah, I don't know about that. All I know is that they've started their own investigation, according to multiple reports, that they are now involved. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what he says today, if he says anything of interest, because I would imagine that this press conference is going to be packed.
Yeah. I mean, it will be, and it'll be news organizations too, but this is one of those things like, all right, you know, people, we demand answers. You got to hear from Shohei Ohtani. What do fans really need to hear? Because the only thing that I want to know is if there is a connection between Shohei Ohtani and throwing games. And I, from what I hear so far, I don't believe that's the case. I really think that this is a guy who got himself, the interpreter got himself in a lot of trouble and got way in over his head and went to his buddy to bail him out. There's now paper receipts to him bailing him out, and it makes Ohtani look bad, and he tried to weasel his way out of it by saying it was theft and make this guy the fall guy, whatever. That's what I think is going on. But the only thing that truly matters in this is to Major League Baseball and the fans of the sport and everybody else, was Shohei Ohtani involved in betting on games that he was involved in and then affecting the outcome of
the integrity of the game, the whole thing. The other thing, too, is that a guy that's making $700 million definitely has financial people in his life, much like Eddie and Al do.
Yeah.
When Eddie and Al want to make an investment, or they want some money or something like that, they would call somebody, they would talk it over. Right, Al, like when you need you need $500,000 to cover your debt.
Yeah, I would talk that over.
Yeah, exactly. So in my eyes, there's a financial advisor that may be implicated in this somewhere along the lines. I don't think that, and as crazy as this sounds, there's no way that Shohei Ohtani can go to his computer and move $500,000 and just send it.
No.
Like without somebody else other than Ippei Muzahara available. Or understanding it, or a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, and there are taxes involved and stuff. Like there's gift tax too. Like on
100%.
So there's just not. You can't just do that and expect to have zero fun. That's why the IRS is involved, because you know moving large amounts of money like that is just not.
And by the way, more and more and more banks and the government and everything else is starting. You know, it's like Venmo. Like, they put a limit on Venmo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is all a part and parcel of maybe there's some law has been broken here. The question is, how strongly are they going to go after Shohei Ohtani for moving that kind of money without paying some sort of tax or something along the lines?
Well, they're just clicked in my head, and maybe we said this before and I don't remember, but that right there is the reason for them to lie and say it was theft, because of the implications from that, you know, and the IRS and all of those things.
And the other thing, too, the interpreter did come out and say, I did all of this. He basically fell on the sword.
Yeah, and that was, I guess, to be expected.
And I will accept whatever consequences that I'm required to accept. You know, so he is basically all in on blaming himself.
Yeah, now to this guy, you know, this was theft and he wired the money to himself or whatever the lawyers for Shohei Ohtani are claiming. I mean, that to me is a flimsy argument. There's no way you can just do. So even if, you know, let's say, because we're talking $4.5 million, right?
Yeah. So could Shohei Ohtani have sent it to Masahiro's or Hura, whatever it is, to his account and then Masahiro send it to Bauer, or was it Ohtani?
I'm just thinking about Al Pacino going, "Wah,
ah!
Masahiro."
Ah,
yes. I don't know, but I mean, there's no way. All right, let's think about if you are. I just call him the interpreter. If you're him, yes, and you want to steal money from Shohei Ohtani's account, and you have his bank account information to wire that money,
no way.
Can't
no
do it, right?
Way.
That large sum, there's just no way.
That's why there has to be a financial advisor. Like, I think we should, you know, Al and Eddie's guys, they know exactly probably more than we do about moving large amounts of money like this.
Sure, having wealth partners in,
yes,
Red Bank.
Yeah, so like when you're in your big yarn season and large swaths of cash are coming in, like you have to make sure that you understand how much of that's coming in.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had to, like, not to get into everybody's personal finances, but at some point, whether it's foundation involved or something, you probably wired more money than, like, we have ever seen, or moved more money than you.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
So, like, you have more experience in that.
Yes.
So that's why when you say that it's, like, impossible.
But we have checks and balances.
Right, yeah.
You can't do something. Nobody in our foundation can do anything individually.
Right.
That's for sure. I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there are a number of things that are put in place to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And there are audits that are done. And, you know, Shohei Ohtani, when you're making that much money, you have financial advisors, believe me. And so some financial advisor has got to know, because if he doesn't know that $4.5 million is being moved, that guy should be fired.
Yeah.
Is that it's his job to know.
I mean, he obviously has financial advisors, because the way that his contract was written was to skirt every sort of tax code imaginable.
Right. Love it, love it, love it, love it.
So, I mean, somebody is around him telling him how to handle this.
Right.
So is that, you know, is that same person completely in the dark about $4.5 million going to the interpreter to cover gambling debts? I don't know. The stealing money thing to me is just that raises more red flags than anything else. Because now you're lying about something. That just doesn't happen. Like, unless he had $4.5 million in cash in a knapsack somewhere in his house that he ran away with, then it's okay, fine.
In a knapsack.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But he doesn't.
No.
So if this is wire transfer. So that's where I think it's that's a big question that I would want to hear an answer to. But I don't even know if he asked questions.
So maybe you should have his financial advisor up there with him. Mike Eddie, if you had gotten some sort of financial trouble, would your financial advisors be standing there with you at a press conference?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I don't think he's going to take any questions. I think what's going to happen is he goes, it's currently, this issue is currently under investigation. You know, federal, you could say that because it's IRS. This is under federal investigation. I'm no, you know, not allowed to comment. It's, you know it's going to be that. You think he's going to come out and spill his guts? Maybe we'll blame Yuri Sukart like A-Rod did.
That's exactly what this is like.
Yeah, kind of is, yeah.
But we, even though they're not related, they have been friends for a very long time, since 2012, I think. Maybe is that when Shohei got here? When did he get here?
I'm not positive. But Dave, he's been around for a while.
And he's been his interpreter since he got here. So, and again, remember, he is also the flunky.
He's the flunky.
He's the flunky. And what do flunkies do?
Leech spots.
Yeah, but they're the in-between people.
Yeah, true. Very true. Let's go to Ray, who's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's going on?
What do you got for us, Ray?
Well, 2 points. You said something before about the money was wired to the interpreter. And I'm thinking, you know, he could have told Ohtani anything. They got an investment back home in Japan or something. You know, we're doing this, we're doing that. I need your help. Wires it to his friend. He sends it to the bookmaker. You know, something like that. We don't know what he told them.
That's
that
true.
Is the case that he sent it to the
could
interpreter.
That be considered stealing then? Like, if he said, I thought
that's fraud.
Yeah, that's different. But, you know, they're basically saying that it was theft, right, of this money?
Whatever you want to call it, it's wrong.
Yeah.
And just the other point was, if, you know, the premise that Ohtani could be throwing games, with the numbers he's putting up, doesn't look like he's throwing games.
Yeah,
he's playing.
I know. I mean, there's a couple of examples, and thanks, Ray. This one guy who was a Giants fan, I think, and it got 8 million views. What I think he did is he found some of the worst games that Shohei Ohtani played.
And then tried to...
Yeah, say like, oh, well, you know, he blew this game because there was a $10 million bet put on this and put on that. I mean, there's no evidence that those type of large bets were made. But you can find bad games, especially when you play 162 of them a year, in your pitching and hitting. You can find games where he has bad games and then attached, oh, he blew this game, blew that game. But the one caller earlier is absolutely right. Like, if Shohei Ohtani or anybody associated with Shohei Ohtani, and there might have been multiple layers of this, but let's just say it is the interpreter, goes to a bookmaker in Japan and bets $10 million or whatever it was that this guy was claiming, $1 million, $2 million, a large amount of money on a game that Shohei Ohtani is involved in?
Well, let me ask
you this. He's not taking that bet.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
So we're talking about bookmaking.
Uh-huh.
That would be some sort of like criminal element.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it organized criminal element?
Could be that, yeah.
Could he have violated a RICO statute?
We were going RICO now, huh?
Well, I heard that wasn't a law.
The RICO. Where did that come up? Just recently.
Congressional meeting.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Your girl AOC was just ripping into
That's right. I knew. I knew I just
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir.
I knew I just heard about RICO stuff.
So, but I'm saying, like, there's all sorts of things that could go on here because this could be organized crime.
Racketeering?
And racketeering. Yes, thank you.
What about money laundering?
Money laundering, too. There you go.
Yeah.
That could fraud? That could
definitely be
There's
a
million different angles that could go on here.
Fraud!
Fraud!
Fraud! Dave in Boston. What's going on, Dave? Dave?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. Great show.
Thank you.
I like the way you've articulated what's going on here. Very clear. Very good stuff. But for me, I got a bottom line. There's one guy responsible here, and that's Ohtani. We're talking about the integrity of baseball. We're talking about $4.5 million worth of money being bet with an illegal bookie where you can't legally bet in the state of California, and I'm sure I'll be very careful on how I say this next point. Up here in Boston, we were charged with losing 2 pounds of air one time and put the greatest quarterback on earth on suspension for 4 weeks and $1 million fine and draft losses. The number one thing, if you're in professional sports, if you're caught with your hand in the gambling market, you're done. Okay?
Yeah, so I mean, and Boomer has laid it out for you. If it is proved that Shohei Ohtani bet on his own team, that's a lifetime ban. If he bet on any other baseball games, it's a 1 year suspension. So yeah, obviously, you're done if it gets to that point.
And if he did bet, and he's a part of this betting operation, even though it wasn't on baseball, then it basically comes down to a fine and a potential suspension by the commissioner, depending on how serious they deem it.
It's just so murky right now, though. And I know that because he's the biggest name in baseball and this is going on, that there's a lot of people want to attach this to him. But, I mean, there's a very good chance still that Shohei Ohtani bailed his buddy out, who got himself in way too much trouble with gambling. And with the bookmaker, too. This is not like at a casino or on your right. phone. Like, there's credit that's given.
Would you like to know what constitutes a violation of the RICO laws?
Yes, please.
The law defines 35 different offensive issues consisting of racketeering, including, and here are the key words, gambling, murder, kidnapping, arson, drug dealing, and bribery.
Ooh. A lot of stuff.
Man. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. There was some RICO stuff.
Excuse me, sir.
I think there was some RICO stuff in that Octopus Murders, too. Like, they had gotten one of the guys on RICO charges. That's another one.
That's
why it's in my head. We got him on RICO. Got somebody on RICO. They've done some bad stuff.
So, this is a very interesting tip of the iceberg stuff. And I guess if you're Shohei Ohtani, the best way for you to handle this, I know what you say. What I say is that I had no idea what he was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, and as long as Ipe Musahara is saying that he knew nothing and he stays with that story, then Musahara will be the guy that goes to jail or ends up getting in trouble in some way. And as long as the bookie says they never bet on baseball,
it should go away.
It should go away. But
today's just the first step.
Well, today's like the third step.
Well,
we've been through the first
in going, no, in it going away.
Yeah, okay. But this is going to be a coordinated effort now to protect Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, yeah. And they got the league, I'm sure, behind them, and the Dodgers, obviously.
Right.
Right. Joe, calling from Long Beach Island. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. About Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the pros and cons of whether to sign him or not, you got to throw out there that there is still an open lawsuit with one of the women.
Okay.
Criminal or civil?
Civil lawsuit with one of the women.
Yeah, I mean, so there's one left, because I know back in October he settled with one. So there's still an outstanding one?
Yeah, there's one still outstanding. So, I mean, that has to be factored into the whole.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that if that were settled tomorrow, he'd be on a team?
Well, I don't know. I know.
I hear you. And if that is still open, then.
And again, it's a civil situation.
Right. It can't be criminal.
It's not criminal. It's a civil situation. It's a he said, she said thing.
And didn't Deshaun Watson at least play some games or get traded when he had like 90 lawsuits against them?
Yes.
So that can't really be.
There's a lot of guys that have civil lawsuits against them that are playing.
Right.
I mean, in all sports.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so you got to sit here and tell me that there's one lawsuit pending, and it's a civil lawsuit that I'm assuming he's fighting.
Yeah, I would guess so, because he hasn't settled yet, if it's still out there. Piro, College Point. What's going on, Piro?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? So, Boomer.
Yeah?
Last week you suggested that Matt may have turned down a trade to Edmonton so he could keep playing in front of those white trash animals in Long Island.
You know, Piro, I never suggested that he turned down a trade to Edmonton. What we were speculating on, as the Islanders were playing in the middle of a winning streak, would they trade some of the guys that were at the end of their contracts? And Matt and Cal, I believe, are two of those guys. I never suggested that.
Suggested that he didn't want to be traded.
Well, yeah, because he loves Long Island and he doesn't want to leave his family.
I mean, now he's got to look at those perverts in the stands in Long Island.
Stop, Piro.
Listen, I don't feel the need to really defend my Islander fan brethren, because Piro's trying to get under our skin.
I know he is.
We've got wonderful fans there at UBS Arena. Guys like Peter Schwartz, guys like Pete Bellotti, Ray Martell. These are the type of people.
They're all hockey fans.
They're hockey fans. They're great fans. They're good people. They're not perverts. Right. They're not white trash. Guys like Sal Licata, big Islander fan. So it's all guys like us. We are not perverts. We are not white trash. We are good sports fans that love to support the Islanders.
And what we were talking about last week was about how much the Islander players love living here and playing here.
That is correct.
And that might not have been the case 20 years ago.
It certainly wasn't.
But it has changed significantly since they got their new building. And when guys like Bo Horvat get traded here, or Cal Clutterbuck get traded here, or other guys get a chance to see what Long Island is all about, they love it here, and they want to stay here.
And when they were in Brooklyn, it was a problem.
And plus, they also now have a legitimate training center.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, I do know now who I'm totally rooting for in the March Madness Sweet 16.
Okay.
And I'm watching them the other night, and I'm thinking, I know this kid. Where do I know this kid from? And his name is Michael O'Connell. He played at Chaminade, went to Stanford, graduated there in 3 years, and then transferred to NC State. And he plays for NC State.
Wow.
And, you know, Al, you'll remember his uncle. He's the guy that always got me lost at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember him?
I do. I like that guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. But he just didn't know where he was going. And this was before, obviously, Waze and Google Maps and whatever maps we were using.
Well, his nephew has a better sense of direction, apparently, because he's continuing to score.
Yes, he is. So now they play Marquette next. And there are three teams from the Big East, obviously, left in the Sweet 16. So that tells you something about the strength of their conference.
Screwed up again, yes.
Yes.
All right, so that's a good one. I mean, not a lot of rooting interest out there, at least for me.
And right. Seton Hall, by the way, winning in the NIT.
Yeah.
Another Big East team.
So Michael O'Connell went to Chaminade.
Okay.
And now is, you know, looking to Sweet 16.
Pretty good.
Pretty sweet.
All right, Jerry, what's happening over there?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Monmouth University, bigger thinking, more inspired, you amplified. What is going on? Shohei Ohtani will be going on today. He will talk with the press in Los Angeles. Maybe give us a sense of what the hell is happening, although it's doubtful. Here was Dave Roberts with the media yesterday on Ohtani talking.
I think it's good. I think it's the right thing to do, and I'm happy he's going to, you know, speak to what he knows and give his thoughts on the whole situation. I think it'll give us all a little bit more clarity.
And his teammate.
So you think he's going? So Dave Roberts, his manager, thinks that he is going to give us clarity on the situation.
I don't think so. That'd be impossible. With all the lawyers involved now, there's no clarity that's happening. Everybody's lawyered up.
You got possible RICO statutes.
We got RICO.
RICO statutes.
The RICO cloud is moving in.
Exactly.
Here is Mookie Betts, his teammate, having to play through all the noise.
Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, that's I hope the situation, I hope, you know, show is good. But,
You know, at the end of the day, I have to make sure we take our jobs. No matter, like I said, no matter what cards we're dealt, we got to go play them.
And they got a couple of games with the Angels before they get restarted later in the week. The Mets, of course, start Thursday. First game on the docket, 1 o'clock at Citi Field against the Brewers. You've got the Yankees starting on Thursday in Houston against the Astros. Yesterday, Marcus Stroman, 6 scoreless innings, a 1-0 win over the Pirates. Another Yankee team lost in Mexico to Diablos Rojas, which was headlined by Robbie Cano and Trevor Bauer. Mets lost one and then also beat the Nationals in another game. The story there would be Luis Severino, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 hits. He should be. I think he's in line to pitch on Saturday against Milwaukee. He's feeling ready to go.
I feel really good, you know, working on a lot of different things, but, you know, throwing a lot of strikes, you know, breaking pitches is really good. And I think just overall, you know, I think everything went good.
Everything.
The Mets have got to have some guys that actually have bounce back years.
Yeah.
Because they have like 7 of them.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the odds are that there's going to be a couple of these guys going to have bounce
Quintana
back years.
Quintana should be good. Severino could be dominant.
Well, that's
Hauser could be good. I mean, they've got arms.
They got arms.
Maybe not the best arms, but they got arms. They got a good lineup, as we now know. We'll see. Mets Yankees, 1 o'clock today as spring training is finally winding down. Sean Manaea and Clark Schmidt, the pitchers there.
Spring training lasts too long.
It's over, though.
Everything
in baseball
lasts too long.
It's over, yes.
I mean, spring training lasts too long. Just wait for the season and think about it.
But at least those games count.
You go through.
They don't end up in ties.
It touches 3 different seasons.
Yeah.
Spring, summer, fall.
Sure does.
Touches all 3 of them.
And you're close to winter as we get into November now.
What would you do?
What would I do with what?
Like drop it down to 130 games and expand the playoffs?
You got
to
start. I think that the number, there's no way they would
ever
do
this. Why do interleague?
But 100 games is a nice place to start. Cut out 62 games. But they'll never. We understand the revenue, everything else.
But the American League be the American League, let the National League be the National League.
Yep.
Or just mix everybody together.
I think you should let the players bet on their own teams, throw the games. I think it would be awesome.
And let them take steroids?
Yeah. Yeah, that too.
Your PEDs. Let them have PEDs. It doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. Yep.
Your favorite team is NC State now. UConn, however, though, is going to the Sweet 16 with their win over Northwestern. Here was Danny Hurley. We didn't shoot it well, but we got the job done on this night, as they have, it seems like, every time out.
We were obviously, you know, thrilled with the performance. And to get that separation, you know, while going 3-for-22 from 3, you know, a handful of those were contested, but obviously we didn't shoot it great. And to still, you know, win by that margin, obviously it spoke to our, you know, our defense.
And so they move on and on and on. They take on San Diego State Thursday. Tristan Newton had 20 points and 10 assists to lead the way for the Huskies. We mentioned San Diego State Thursday night. That's because they beat Yale 85-57. So a good win on Friday over Auburn for the Bulldogs, but it's over now as they come back from Spokane after falling last night. Purdue, a blowout win over Utah State, and this one was thrilling. Texas A&M was down, I think it was 13 with about 4 minutes to go, something like that, and yet here they were in the final seconds of regulation with Houston.
Roberts fronts. Radford calls the break. No timeouts. Bounce in. Up top, Garcia for 3. Got it! Anderson Garcia! His ninth made 3 of the year! Forges an 86-all tie! The red line is on! We'll have overtime!
And they did. Unfortunately for them, that's kind of where it ended, though, as Houston did come up with the win 195. Their head coach is Kelvin Sampson.
But when that one went in, I'm sure most people's thought process was, Houston screwed up. They're going to lose now. That would have been the wrong assumption, because our kids are built for that.
It's so funny, like the searching for the chip on the shoulder thing. You're a number one seed, like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody, yeah.
Like that's not always the assumption, you know. But I mean, it wasn't your assumption. It wasn't the team's assumption. Like, why do you have to, like, the us against the world has to be with every person, every athlete, and every team.
You're not wrong.
It's manufactured.
Like, we don't manufacture things.
Not when it comes to our own personal lives, no.
But I mean, just like in general, where we are. We don't have to manufacture crap.
No. To get motivated?
Right.
Well, I mean, I guess a lot of people do. I don't know. But I just find that funny. Nobody believed in us. What are you talking about? Like, I remember the Patriots used to do that all the time. And Tom Brady, be like, you know what? Everybody's been saying we're done. You won 13 games. Nobody's saying you're done.
Well, so I can understand the first. I can understand the first.
That's a real one, actually. Well, yeah. When the Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill, that was actually a real one.
Yes.
Where people were like, you guys are going to go down. And then they ended up. But there's just, not everybody's an underdog story.
Certainly
not Houston, who's a one of 4-1 seeds in the tournament.
LSU women, they got a win yesterday. Afterwards, Kim Mulkey was asked if her team was distracted playing not a great first half, and yet they did blow out the other team in the second half because you've got this possible story coming out in the Washington Post. Don't know about what. Clearly about her, though.
No, listen, man. We're not going to let one sleazy reporter distract us from what we're trying to do. Absolutely not.
She said the kid's not aware.
My kids didn't even know I said that yesterday. That team's not involved in this. They were in shock when they saw all that on the internet. I don't take that stuff to my team.
And so if you go back 2 days to Saturday, this was her reading a statement about this reporter who's been quite persistent trying to get her to talk to him.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions.
I believe
demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off.
You know who this reporter is, by the way? Manish Mehta. He's actually now working for the Washington Post. His real name is Kent Babb, B-A-B-B.
Okay.
And I'm just reading about him now.
And the story hasn't run yet.
Yeah.
To be clear. And I think she threatened to sue if they did run it, I believe.
Yeah. He has written a few books, sports books. Across the River, Life, Death, and Football in American City. Not a Game, The Incredible Rise and Unthinkable Fall of Allen Iverson. And he's been a Washington Post sports reporter for 14 years.
Okay. Across the River, good Bruce Hornsby song and album.
All right. There you go. So that's who this is. I don't know if he's a sleazeball.
It doesn't say that in his little bio.
Does not say straight up sleazeball.
If he had a sense of humor, he would change one of his social media profiles to sleazeball.
I'm looking at his ex profile now, and he does not have that.
So, what would be the worst thing that he could write about?
The only
this
thing
coach.
I don't know. The only thing I would guess would be maybe treatment of players in practice, something like that. Maybe she crosses the line, and you go back to what Shannon Sharpe said. And his thinking is that maybe a lot of this is coming from disgruntled players. Maybe they don't like the way they get treated by her. I don't know.
Right.
Thank you. I don't know. And you pointed out the Angel Reese situation from earlier in the year. We're not really sure what happened there, but the fact that she didn't play for a handful of games was odd.
And I'll go back to it again. You know, a lot of these coaches that have long-term success run these little, you know, these programs like it's their fiefdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the king or the queen of that fiefdom, and they basically run it with an iron fist. That's all there is to it.
What word are you using? Fiefdom?
Yeah.
What the hell's a fiefdom? I've heard of a kingdom.
I've heard of the lords and serfs and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Middle Ages.
Fiefdom.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I've heard of it. I don't use it, but I've definitely heard of it.
No one uses it. Maybe Eddie.
Occasionally he'll break it out.
Why can't I use that word? That word's a good word.
I just never heard of it.
It describes the situation.
The fiefdom.
Right. It's a perfect analogy.
Thank you, Jerry.
Well, Eddie. Perfect, he said.
Perfect.
The guy who likes to kill you with the sound bites. Called you perfect.
He does it with love.
He does.
You mentioned Shannon Sharpe, which reminded me in a way of this dream that I had where I was living in a house because Cat Williams was interviewed by Shannon Sharpe. So I was living in a house with Brian Jones of CBS Sports, Cat Williams, and Mike Valenti.
Some group.
In Newark. And it was not a nice place. And we were like, why are we living here, man? We're all doing better than this.
Were you and Valenti in bunk beds?
No, he was sleeping in the kitchen, on a bed. And then I had a room in a different area. It was so strange. It was the most bizarre thing.
That is a little odd.
And then Cat Williams, I was trying to Cat Williams, for whatever reason, was mad at me. Just where the hell does this stuff come from?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Somebody needs to tell me.
Because some dreams are really far out.
Well, was this like after happy hour or before happy hour?
When I'm on vacation, everything is after happy hour.
Oh, so this was on vacation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Okay. I woke up going, what the hell?
Knicks, Pistons tonight. Nets and Raptors tonight as well. The Islanders got shut out by the Devils 4-0. 3 goals in the third period for New Jersey as they get the win at UBS. 36 saves for Kaapo Kähkönen. As New Jersey sends the Isles to a 7th loss in their last 8 games following that 6-game winning streak, and not going so good for them these days. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by Those Who Drink It. So, G was in Turks and Caicos this past week, where his wife, who is terrified of sharks, wanted to hop on a kayak. And apparently they did, and put on a show for everyone on the beach that would notice.
She wanted to do it. She's deathly afraid. So, like, if she's, like, too far away from land, she gets freaked out. It's like a big fear of hers. So we're like, I'll just go to kayak, it'll be fine. We'll go over by the marina over here. I'm like, it's a little windy, so it might be, you know, that's just what I'm thinking. Like, if I was completely sober, there's no way I would have done this. But I'm like, it's a little windy, it will be fine. When we get in the kayak, the wind starts blowing us out into the ocean, like, and we're just flying. She goes, I can't do this. She puts one leg out of the kayak and is about to jump out and swim to shore. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop. So then I'm like, we got to do this in unison. So now the entire staff is now on the beach, like looking at us as we're getting blown out to sea. So they go, we got to do this in unison. All right, we got to do it in unison. Right, left, right, left, left. Left, and I'm screaming, like, higher! You gotta get the oar in the water! So she's like, she's getting, like, just the tip of the oar into the water, so she's hitting mine. You're hitting my oar! Like, left, left, now right, left, right, left! So then finally we're moving back towards the place where we launched the kayak. And then she goes, oh, she's like, we made it back here. I thought we were gonna go to the marina. I'm like, are you nuts?
Sounds like a good time had by all.
I mean, that is zero exaggeration. Yeah, how loud, like, I was screaming.
You're like the coxswain on the crew team.
Is that the guy who yells on the back of the crew team?
Is that who it is?
The coxswain?
Is that who it is, Eddie? I'm not sure.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know what's funny? I had an uncle who did that. Was a coxswain.
He was a coxswain?
He was at St. John's, I believe.
So there you were. You were a coxswain.
Oh, yeah.
It was coxswain.
It was in my blood.
Yeah.
You were the coxswain of your
coxswain.
And your wife is trying to get out of the freaking...
I could not believe we made it back. That she was like, oh, I thought we were going to keep going. Do you not remember 5 minutes ago when you were screaming for your life? All right, Jerry, very good. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo, and we're coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is something I wanted to talk to you about earlier. I'm glad I remembered this. Did you see the Sports Minute outrage that was caused while you were away?
I heard about it. I did not see it when it did happen.
See, this is what happens when you take off and someone else gets a hold of those sports minutes. All of a sudden, we got national controversy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, JR.
I love JR, too, by the way.
And he did. We had JR's back the entire time, but he called a women's college basketball player, not by her name, but a giant Brazilian woman on South Carolina.
Yeah.
And Dawn Staley, the South Carolina coach, didn't like that and then went out publicly. And there was apologies that were getting thrown around and everything else. But
see, these sports minutes, they
resonate.
They resonate. I'm
telling they hit a lot of the country.
Hey, Jim Harbaugh tells me he hears my sports minutes when he takes his kids to school.
Yeah, and he will probably continue to hear them on some LA station or they're everywhere. That's the thing.
Yes,
it's CBS Sports Radio itself, and the shows over there have a number of affiliates. But with the Sportsman, it goes out across all of the affiliates. So.
Yeah, and you guys bust my chops about sports minutes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it's fun. Because I know it's one of those things. I know you love them so much.
Oh yes.
So I like to needle occasionally.
I think I've done over 11,000 of them.
Wow. The one that I remember, you were mad at me for this, but okay. I was like, why are you mad at me? It was actually a day that you were out, and it had something to do with the Brian Flores lawsuit, and you said something in the Sports Minute that nobody had said, and I forget exactly what it was, but it ended up getting you named in the lawsuit. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And I brought it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting. So here I was like, I thought I was highlighting the Sports Minute and like doing you a solid and you weren't here. And I'm like, oh, Boomer's got something. And I came back like, why'd you do that?
I just wanted to be a part of a lawsuit. Because of
that. I didn't know you were going to end up in a lawsuit.
I'm just trying to give my opinion from 10,000 feet, man.
Yeah. I don't remember all the specifics. God. I just remember that was the only other controversy of a sportsman that I could remember, other than JR, who came down from the top rope with giant Brazilian woman.
Man. I mean, he should have used her name.
That giant Brazilian woman, so-and-so.
Yes.
It would have been fine.
Right.
I think, but that's, Dawn Staley's good. Everybody's good.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Niall in Westchester County. What's going on, Niall? Niall! Niall, last time, man! All right, he is not there, so we go to Kevin in Florida. What's going on, Kevin?
How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
Just to let you know, the show and Ohtani thing could have easily been avoided. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the bookmaker, he's not very smart to have a bank wire come to him, especially in the U.S. What he could have done is he probably could have, one, taken it in crypto, because a lot of these athletes invest in crypto and it's untraceable. And number two, if you guys remember years ago, Costa Rica was the only place where you can gamble on sports, and people used to wire money all the time, hundreds of millions of dollars to Costa Rica. He could have taken the money, sent it to Costa Rica, and from there, the bookmaker could have taken his money out slowly but surely. There's so many ways that he could have hid this problem. And the same thing with Robert Kraft. If he would have called me, he would have never got caught.
You know, Kevin, I would say this. You know, you're assuming that these people are geniuses. You know?
That guy said he would give Robert Kraft a rub and tug. Or did you miss that? Is that what he said? If he would have called me, he would have got caught.
Maybe.
What? Anyway,
by the way, you know, in the last, I want to say 4 to 5 years, maybe 3 to 4 years, you know, Guy Adami would know this better than me, Al, is basically the banks are being told by the government to be more aware of huge transactions that are happening.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, even if you're going to send $500,000 down to Costa Rica, the bank that you're sending it from has got a responsibility to report it, I believe.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about some of these platforms in which the crypto stuff is on, but I'm sure if you were trying to send a large amount of Bitcoin to somewhere, that at least the platform in which you're doing it on, whether it be Coinbase or one of these other platforms, there has to be some sort of checks and balances.
Yeah, I don't think there is, though. That's the one area why this is so popular.
But there's like limits and stuff on certain things. I know that.
All right, so we're not educated enough to really discuss the
anything really when it comes down to it.
Well, I think we can sit here, we can speculate about, you know, transferring money and wiring money and putting your name on it. It's coming from your account. Who has access to that account? And by the way, you're a $700 million baseball player who's already probably made a couple hundred million.
Yeah.
When you think about endorsements and everything else, mm-hmm. he's probably got money flowing all over the place.
Yeah.
That he has to have financial advisors that have to know where that money is going.
But that is true in the last caller and bringing it up. I mean, there's no way that a wire transfer of $4.5 million just to some dude is not going to be flagged.
Especially if they're reoccurring. So I don't think it all happened at once.
Yeah. And then there's...
It doesn't sound like that way. But man, I'll tell you, baseball's got to get involved here and they got to find out what's going on.
Yeah. They are so desperate to get to Thursday and opening day right now. They want this to be... This is why I really do believe that somebody at Major League Baseball, and if they did this, it's totally fine. They should have probably talked to Shohei Ohtani and said, "Listen, what are we doing here? What are we saying? Do we have any idea how you're going
to?" They probably
this?
Talked to his agent
or his lawyer or whatever. Yeah, somebody yeah. in the camp.
You would think so,
because that would be the smart thing to do. Because they have to be. This is a PR nightmare for them.
I think Major League Baseball would go to the NFLPA, MLBPA, Tony Clark, and say, "Look, man, we got to get to the bottom of this."
Yeah, and everybody's screaming and yelling about, oh, you know, MLB's got to get involved, do the right thing, and blah, blah, blah. Like, all the Major League Baseball cares about right now is this thing disappearing as fast as humanly possible.
As long as it's not presumed or thought of, the perception that they are trying to hide something.
Yes.
They can't. They have to be totally transparent with it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a small chance that Ohtani was involved in this and was betting on baseball, small chance. I don't believe that is the case. I do believe he tried to bail his buddy out. But, I mean, if there is evidence that comes out that he himself was betting on these games and he was involved in these games, I mean, that would be one of the bigger sports stories of
Well, the bookie and the interpreter all basically made it a point to say that baseball was not involved.
Yeah.
That they were not involved in betting on baseball.
But are these guys that you could trust? You know, you think, what are they going to do? Come out and be like, yeah, we're betting on baseball. Okay, now Shohei Ohtani, their buddy and friend who they've made money off of forever, now gets at least a year suspension. So they're not going to say that, you know?
I know that. I understand that. But I'm just saying, they've both made a point. And the spokesperson, the lawyer representing the bookie, has made that point as well.
Yeah. A lot of lawyers. A lot of lawyers out there right now. Heavily involved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.